Illinois State University alum and basketball player turned broadcaster Katie Wingy is getting to live out her dream job. On International Women's Day last week, Wingy made her debut as a television analyst for the Denver Nuggets. It's a role few women have ever held in the NBA. Wingy tells GLT's Eric Stock she never envisioned her career would rise so quickly, especially in an industry dominated by men.
The quick answer is absolutely not. And when I think about, you know, my time at ISU, and I really didn't even decide I wanted to get into broadcast journalism until my sophomore, junior year. I was so focused on just being a player for the Redbirds and being the best player that I could be. I wasn't really thinking post-basketball for a lot of my early years there. But as soon as I kind of decided I wanted to get into broadcast journalism, I knew my goal was regional sports network. I wasn't sure what I wanted my role to be, but I knew that I wanted to work for a team, either as a sideline reporter, a host possibly, and then maybe work in some college basketball analyst positions as well. The more that I got into it, the more that I was like, wow, there are a variety of roles that I really enjoy doing and would like to pursue in this industry. And so I had an opportunity to do some sideline reporting, really enjoyed that, and I still do that. I mix that in with my job with the Denver Nuggets. But I get to do a variety of different things, wear a bunch of different hats. I'm the utility player, for lack of a better term there.
I'd like to go back to a story from graduate school that you told once. Your first class you had to miss because you had to cover the NBA draft. How did your professor handle that?
I had to miss a couple classes because of other opportunities, too. Yeah, it was one of those things, and I believe you're referring to Chris Herring, it was one of my first classes of one of my quarters there. Cassidy Hubarth was my mentor at Northwestern. We got hooked up because she was a Medill grad, and I was in the current sports journalism program, and they thought that we would hit it off, and we absolutely have. She's one of my closest friends in the industry and someone that I turn to for advice. But she had said, look, if you want to work in the NBA, if that's what you really want to do, you need to make your face known at these NBA events. Actually ended up working out though for grad school. We did some live hits from the draft in Brooklyn. So I actually got some class credit for it. But that conversation with Chris Herring was a funny one. I had emailed him and was like, hey, I know this isn't getting off to the best start, but I have an opportunity to go to the NBA draft and get my face in front of the right people and make those connections. And he was so wonderful. He was one of my favorite professors throughout my time at Northwestern. And he just said, absolutely, go do your thing. We'll figure out how we can make it into an assignment for you or give you some credit for doing something like that.
Well, and I'd like to talk about your time at Illinois State as well. As you alluded to, you were a student athlete, a top player on the Redbird basketball team. But we don't know as much about your life as a student at Illinois State. What do you remember most about your experience here? And what from those 4 years stay with you today?
So many memories come to mind. I mean, the first and foremost thing that I think of is just my relationship with professors there. I had so many wonderful people that were on my side and were willing to help me get to where I am today and that I still keep in touch with, or that I still follow on social media and see stuff about their families and how they're doing. And it was so much more than just a professor-student bond at Illinois State. And I loved that about so many of my classes. They were genuinely invested in me as a person. And I felt that from the get-go, and it was more than just about the grade you were getting less about me being a student athlete and more just about, hey, how can we help you get to where you want to be? So I absolutely loved that. And that was a recurring thing. It wasn't just one or two professors. It was almost every professor that I had that I had a stellar relationship with.
As we continue on Sound Ideas, I'm Eric Stock with Katie Wingy, Illinois State Redbird Class of 2015, and now a broadcaster on radio and television for the Denver Nuggets. You wear multiple hats as a sideline reporter, host, radio and television analyst, and those all require very different skills. And how big of a step was it for you, for your career, to move into the analyst role, especially at such a young age? And being a female, there are very few of them in that field as an analyst. They're more sideline reporters. Did you have any trepidation about that? And sort of walk me through your thought process there.
Yeah, I actually had a couple opportunities. So I got my first job with the Nuggets one season ago. And that was as an in-arena reporter. So basically what I did for that was I had my own show. It was called Courtside Countdown. that I produced and wrote all the script for, stacked, organized, and then I was the live host of it in the Pepsi Center, and it aired on the Jumbotron. So I got to wear a lot of hats in that role too, and I loved the creative control that I had in putting together a show that was truly mine. So after I did a full season doing that, that's when Altitude TV was kind of like, look, we like your skill set. We would love to keep you here and move you to the TV side full time, have you be working for the team in that aspect. I get to be an in-studio host. I get to be an in-studio analyst. I get to be a sideline reporter. I get to be a radio analyst. I get to be a TV analyst. It is just a variety of different challenges and tasks, and it keeps me on my toes. It makes me excited to go to work every single day, and it's something that I just have such a passion for, because I get to change, not myself, because I'm so genuine in who I am and what I care about and what I'm passionate about, but the way in which I deliver information, and it's really fun.
Do you see yourself as a pioneer, because there are not a lot of women doing what you do?
At first, no. But the more I've had conversations with people like this, I have realized the platform that I have and the voice that I have. And that's something that I now take a lot of responsibility with. A big reason why I love what I do, and I take it not so seriously, but it's a big deal to me, is because I am serving as a mentor, a role model to a lot of little girls that are watching basketball or want to play basketball, or want to cover basketball. That are fans of teams, and for them to be able to see that there are no limitations in what a woman can do in this league and in this industry, that is a big reason of why I do what I do.
That was former ISU Redbird and current NBA broadcaster Katie Wingy with GLT's Eric Stock. Wingy was one of two former Redbirds with the Denver Nuggets this season. Devon Akun-Purcell played in seven games before the team waived him in December. He's now playing in France.